Precious child of God, you're welcome to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney Alamensa is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is How to Have Real Faith, Part 2. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Amen. Somebody say, Father, touch me today. Let's read our anchor scripture. Give me James. James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Next verse. Church, read next verse. You read next verse. I read next verse till we get to 26. Can you read it, please? Next verse. And one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which they are needed for the body. What does it profit? Next verse. Next verse. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Next verse. Church, read. Stay there. Read that again. Next verse. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Next verse. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect. Okay, next verse. To 26, please. Just speed it up for me. Next verse, 24. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Only. Next verse. Last verse. Church, read it. Hallelujah. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Last week we looked at one. We said that real faith is not just something what you say. Amen. Real faith is not just something what you say. And we looked at two. We said, real faith is not just something you do or you feel. Hallelujah. Did we talk about three? We talked about three. We said what? Three is what? It takes what? Hallelujah. Amen. So that's not three. Hallelujah. So let me give you three. Amen. So we said, one, real faith is not just something you say. Real faith is not just something you feel. Real faith is not just something you think. That is number three. Real faith is not just something you think. T-H-I-N-K. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, for some people, faith is an intellectual trip. It is something that is debatable, is something that is studied, is something that is being discussed when it comes to the issue about faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. But James imagines this intellectual objector here. And he says that someone will say that you have faith, I have deed. Someone will say you have what? You have faith and I have what? I have deed. So he's just imagining some intellectual guy who says that, you know what? You are into faith and you are into works. It's like I'm arguing with you and I'm saying, I'm in your faith, our works. So you have faith, I have works. Are you understanding me? And this is an illustration that James gives. And he says that, okay, you know what? That is fine. Let people debate it that way. You have faith, I have works. Are you understanding me? By saying that, listen, there is something that you need to understand. And he tells the other guy that, okay, show me your faith with deed. He says, show me your faith without deed, and I'll show you my faith with what? Works. Are you understanding me? He says that, show me what? Your faith without deed, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Are you with me? Now, the underlying word here is show me. Say, show me. I want you to write it down by your note. Where you've written, real faith is not just something you think. Write it and put it into bracket. You can just bolden it. If you have black pen, if you have red, right? Redden it like and say, show me. Hallelujah. Show me. And the underlying word here is that word. Show what? Show me. Amen. Hallelujah. So James is saying that, listen, you have faith, I have works. But the most important thing is what? Is to show. I have a friend that will always say, wakonantia, show working. Hallelujah. I say, wakonantia, show working. And you tell some marketing guys, so you went out, so what is the show working? Hallelujah. You've gone to burn fuel and now you are back. You are saying, I went out. What is the works here? Are you with me? I went to Adenta. I spoke to this person. I went to East Legon. I spoke to this person. I went here. I spoke. But if I come and I say, I went out, where is the? Look at somebody say, show working. Hallelujah. So you have folks that James is saying that, listen, you can say that I have faith. But if your faith is without deed, I have faith. And my faith, I can show it. Are you understanding me? Because if you say I have faith, you can hide it. I can't see. Are you understanding me? Because faith is what? Invisible. I can't see it. It's intangible. Are you with me? But I can only see it when it comes with what? Works. Somebody say works. Say works. So he's saying that real faith is what? Visible. That's what James is saying. Write it down. Real faith is visible. Real faith is what? Is visible. So James is saying that when it comes to real faith, you can see it. He says you can see it. It's apparent. You can see it. So if you claim to become a Christian, I will be able to what? See it. Are you understanding me? Se uji tu mu se uye Christonia. As the same who se uye den, uye Christoni. Hallelujah. If you claim to be what? A Christian, I should be able to what? See it. I cannot claim that I'm a Christian, but I cannot what? Show for it. Are you with me? And that is how some of us are. We claim to be Christians, but there is no show working. Look at somebody say, where is your show working? I'm sure some of you are. Your show working is zero. Hallelujah. James is saying that real faith is visible. Real faith is what? It is visible. And in fact, for some of us, it's only God who can tell for sure our faith. But the other side of the coin is that if we want to see your real faith, then the only way out is for us to what? See it. Are you understanding me? You cannot have faith and then you hide it. If you claim to be a follower of Hitler, then you should be a Nazi. Is it not true? And now you're like, I. Have you seen that in the movies? I, Hitler. You've not seen that. Why are you looking at me like that? Is it the first time you are seeing her? Are you understanding me? If you are in a army base and you see a commander, you are a soldier, right? When you see your superior, what do? You salute. Are you understanding me? Before, if I see my commander and my hands are in my pocket, you know what they will do to me? No. They will do what? They will suspend you, right? A spell. Are you understanding me? So James is saying that you cannot claim to be a soldier. You cannot claim to be a follower, or you believe in Hitler, but you are not a Nazi. No, it doesn't work like that. So if I claim that I am a follower of Jesus Christ, then I have to what? Show working. I need to show that what? I am what? A follower of Christ. Are you understanding me? How many of us are Christians here? Let me see your hand. Why? Your hand is not up. Man, you're awful. Hallelujah. How many Christians are here? Okay. So now James is telling you that if you are a follower of Christ, then you have to what? Show it. I cannot be a follower of Christ and I do what Christ did not do. Are you understanding me? By finding myself in the beer bar, 7 bottles, and I say I'm a follower of Christ. Christ, come and booze with me. You are crazy. Are you understanding me? So that is why there are some things that when we do as men of God, members will say, are you not a pastor? But you too, who are you? Are you understanding me? Because we have glorified the position. Yes, we are examples to you. But how about you? You are example to others as well. So James is saying that do not only accept that you are a Christian, you not only accept that your faith is what is there, but how about the reality of your faith? If your faith will be real, then you have to what? You have to show it. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? Now, how do I know for sure? Because faith is orderless, faith is weightless, faith is invincible. But how do I know for sure? And James is saying that, show me, show me. Are you understanding me? Faith without works is dead. Show me. And we have, you know, there is another interpretation to this verse and say that faith without works is dead. So I'm believing God for a miracle. I have to act on it. Yes. But another mystery to it is that your faith you have in Christ, where is the works? If there are no works, then your faith is what? Is dead. Then you are no longer a believer or a Christian. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Somebody say, show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Hallelujah. Say, show me your faith and I'll show you my... Hallelujah. So James said, how do you know for sure? He says that if you claim to be a Christian, then I have the right to ask you to prove it. I have what? Man of God. I have the right to ask you to what? To prove it. If you claim... Do you claim to be a Christian? I asked everybody, are you a Christian? I got every hand. If even your hand was not up, I saw your hand was up halfway. It means you are a Christian. Are you with me? And James is saying that, listen, if you believe or if you claim, not even believe, if you claim, because all of us here, we claim. But if you claim to be a Christian, then what? Prove it. Are you with me? I cannot say I'm a Christian and I can't prove it. Am I proving it in the beer bars? Am I proving it in promiscuity, in fornication, in adultery? What am I doing? That's not proof of my faith in Christ. If I come to him, I say, Lord, I thank you. I will follow you. Do you mean what it means by follow him? Commitment. Hallelujah. Commitment that I will be with you all the time. Commitment that even when I'm persecuted, I will not say, I don't know this man. I'm telling you, some of you here, if a man comes here and point a gun and say, surrender your faith, I tell you, I'll have 80% here. I might be wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Where is your pastor? Where is his office? They say,
They go there, it's not there. Say, are you sure it's not there? There is another office there. Check it. I'm sure the last place will be the washroom. First one is women, second is men.
Yes, sir. I'm not a Christian. I just came to visit. I don't know even them. Someone say, hallelujah.
The day the Lord will come, hey.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy.
James is saying that if you have faith, then prove it.
Are you understanding me? Are you understanding?
Prove it. So we can say that faith is like calories. You know calories?
I won't know how to say it in tree. Hallelujah.
Faith is like what? Calories. I can see it if you are burning what? Calories.
Are you understanding me?
It can show in you. I can tell if you are burning what? Calories.
So you say that I have an amount of calories and I want to go on an exercise path. I can tell. I can prove it that I have burnt what? Calories.
Now there are machines and technology that can tell that you've burnt what? Calories. So I cannot be a Christian and I can't prove it.
Look at somebody say, show me your works. Hallelujah.
Show me what? Show me your work. James is saying that you say you are a Christian, prove it. You see, back it with action. Don't just profess it. Are you understanding me? So faith, real faith is not just something what you think. You have to what? You need to what? You need to prove it. Are you understanding me? Because if I believe that everybody here, you are very particular about your health, I am very sure.
Huh? I just said one tikra. You want to check it out because you are afraid of death. And I promise you, you are not even sure whether when you die you go to heaven today. So the first thing you do is let me find a doctor. Let me just check whether I'm fine. I'm telling you, when something locks up your heart here, now you are saying, Lord, I search my heart. Lord, if I've done anything, forgive me. Now you are thinking whether death is calling you. How about the day that it cuts you back and you are gone? Are you understanding me?
James is saying that, listen, if you have faith, you have to show it. And as much as possible, most of us put priority on our health. That we are able to check if our health is going on well or is going bad. That is how we need to attach priority with our faith in Christ. Are you understanding me? There are times where you need to check and you listen, most of us can actually tell whether we are healthy spiritually or we are not. Don't deny. Listen, I was preaching at a funeral and I said something. I said, listen, even if you don't believe in God, instinct tells you that when you are close to death, it feels like you go somewhere. Those that say they don't even believe in God, they can tell that when death is coming or when they are close to death, they can just feel within themselves that from here, I'm going somewhere. James says that real faith is more than just something you think. Hallelujah. It's more than just something what you think. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Look at somebody say, prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it. Prove it. Is it there? Can we read together? Anytime a person becomes a Christian, he becomes what? A new what? Person. Say new person. He becomes a new person on the inside. Old things have passed away. All things become what? Look at it. It says become what? It doesn't say there and there, it becomes what? New. It becomes what? New. It's a process. Are you understanding me? Huh? It's what? It's a process. It's not overnight. But it starts what? Becoming what? New. It doesn't just stay there. I'm a Christian, but I'm still the same person. No, I'm not proving my faith. Are you understanding me? It becomes what? New. So it means that it starts and you see a change. Change is happening. There is change happening. Are you with me? So if there is no change, then I'm still where I am. I cannot call myself a Christian if I'm still in the old state I find myself. So if we do a survey and they call you, are you a Christian? Most of you should say, I'm just thinking, I'm not sure I'm a Christian, but I'm still believing to become a Christian. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? You have to prove it. You cannot still be living in the old state. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, you are in Christ. Because you said, what, I am a Christian. He says, he is what, a new what, creation. All things have passed what, away. Behold. And that should be our statement. Some of you should start wearing new t-shirt and be in front of the t-shirt, right? Jesus is my manager. Jesus is what? My manager. Go and I've given you free name. Hallelujah. Go and do t-shirt and write, Jesus is my manager. And walk in the market and around and say, Jesus is my manager. And people will ask you, who is your manager? I am that I am is my manager. Hallelujah. And not just only the words are talking for me, my lifestyle is also speaking. Hallelujah. Have you not realized when we're growing up, there were some people, when you look at them, you say, it's no longer there. It's not there in our generation. Sister, we and yes, are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Listen, sincerely, if you put 200 volt of wire, naked wire, on you, it will show. Is it not true? If I take 200 volt naked wire and I put it in my mouth like I'm following the movie that says the man, he can bite electricity. And then I pick it, I put it in my mouth like that, it will show on me. Either I'll be electrocuted, I'll become as black as something. It will show on me. Are you understanding me? Can you imagine God is in you and there is nothing that shows, nothing of God that shows in you? A whole big God is in you. Oh, Jesus. A whole Christ is in you. A whole Christ is in you. And there is nothing that can show that Christ is in you. Someone say, Lord, have mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy. So James is saying that, listen, as a matter of fact, you have to what? Prove it. There was a man called James Carter. He wrote a book and he says something, and I want to quote him. He says that, if you are arrested for being a Christian, would there be any evidence to convict you? Unquote. Naomi, if you are arrested for being a Christian, is there any evidence to prove your case? You see, that is why some of us, the enemy will always find something about him in us, and he will accuse us of our prayers. Are you understanding me? Why do they call him the accuser of the brethren? Are you understanding? Listen, once you are praying and believing God for result, he comes there and say, this man, you know. Because prayer is a courtroom. Are you understanding me? You present your case to God and you say, God, you think you just go, there are mysteries in the kingdom. You think you just, it's a courtroom. Are you understanding me? Bible said that Jesus is the word intercessor. He is your lawyer. There no lawyer already. Man of lawyer already. He speaks for you. Are you understanding? Why is Jesus speaking for you? Because there is a man called the accuser. He will always be there to accuse you and say, you know what? You don't deserve that blessing. I heard a story yesterday. So sorrowful story. A guy, you know, everything was done for him. He got there. They say he threw. Strangely enough, they checked him immigration, everything. After immigration, he was just going to pick his bag and just walk and go. He dropped dead. He drops what? Dead. You see, mumu bebre mu nante se bibi eni wiase. I don't speak of stories I have heard. I have gone through personal things. And I can tell you that there are things in this world. Are you understanding me? There are spirit world in this world. I remember some years ago, I was lying on my bed and I saw my body suspended from the bed like that. And I was like, hey, me ko infa. Imonoso. Hey, where am I going? I saw my body just elevated from the bed. I will end the story. I will talk it later. Some of you are looking at me like I'm some from another planet. There are things what in this world. You people get up and they are going. Listen, someone is walking and they touch you like that and they change your destiny. Families have gone somewhere and say, "Hey, mami ukwani, mami efua ni nembe wone numyami efe." Inti obunsama boho si sa wone numyam no fa mamba. You've not seen some before. So you can tell sometimes a guy is, or a lady, very brilliant. Everything shows that he has to be successful in life. But everything he touches, nasay. Everything he touches, nasay. Holy Ghost, don't divert my message, please. Everything he touches, nasay. And then you are like, oh, you know, maybe that's how God created me. No, it's a mistake. Hallelujah. So that is what Jesus does. He said and he intercede what for you and I. Are you understanding me? So when the enemy finds something in you, now what he accuses and say, you know what? This woman, this is her prayer. Lord, bless my home, bless my husband. Now the enemy comes and say, I don't think she deserved it. Let's now open the video. Let's begin to show. Now they project 2021, 17th October. The enemy say, look at what happened. She stood there and said that, nyame kra woni hwan nyame ni ho. Adena sorry akwa bre. So what does she deserve for her prayer to be answered? And now Jesus is sitting there and saying that the enemy is saying, this is the case. And you are praying and saying, Lord, answer my prayer. No. You go to God with scripture keys. Listen, we have preached here all the time. Fix a daily time with God and have the word of God in you. Are you understanding me? That is why there are some things, it's not bind and loose. Oh, it's messy. It's what? It's messy. Because if the Lord is looking at Wumumuya, there is no prayer you pray that the accuser will not rise up. And every time he's accusing. Are you understanding me? Someone say, Lord, have mercy. Let me go to my next point. Number four. Real faith is not just something you believe. Real faith is not just something you believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said that our scripture, give me, it says that you believe that there is one God. He said, even demons believe what? That there is God. And that's what the atheists say, they don't believe that there is God. Even the devil believes what? That there is God. Even the devil. Are you understanding me? Even the devil believes what? That there is. Do they believe in the devil? I don't know. Even the devil believes what? That there is God. Demons even believe what? That there is. So your belief that there is God is not enough. Are you understanding me? The Lucifer, the accuser that all the time you pray against his works and all that, he even believed that there is God. So your belief is not what? It's not enough. Are you understanding me? It says that even the demons believe and what? And they tremble. Are you understanding me? They believe and they what? They tremble. What James is saying is that I believe in God is not enough for you to get to heaven. For even the devil believes that. Are you understanding me? We are not saying that your faith is not enough. Your faith in believing, I believe in God, is enough. But James is saying that it cannot just only be your faith. It's your faith and what? And your works. You cannot buy your way to heaven. No, it doesn't work like that. Are you understanding me? That some people say, I give alms to the poor, I do this. No, that cannot buy you to heaven. He's talking about your lifestyle.
Are you with me? Your what? Your lifestyle. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Proverbs, it says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It is foolish to even think that word, there is no God. And I say this to my fellow brethren on the other side who believe that there is no God. Even the devil believes there is God. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. The devil is a great theologian. He has been there for years. He knows the in and out. The devil is somebody that, you know, he knows our outside and our inside. He knows theology backwards and forward. Are you with me? He knows that which he has to know because he's been there. And he even believes that what? There is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is why it is very important that we understand the word believe. The word believe in Greek means that to trust in, to cling to rely on, to commit yourself completely. Hallelujah. So that is why I said that if you believe that you are part of an army, you have to act like what? A soldier. I can't say I'm part of an army and I don't act like a soldier. Are you understanding me? I don't know. I've not been to the barracks, but I've heard that you cannot just remove your hat like that. I might be wrong. Hallelujah. But there are certain protocols you cannot just decide that for me, because my father is the vice president of Ghana, I will not know. It doesn't work like that. No matter how much you are paid, you still have to go by it. And James is saying that if you are a soldier of me, Jesus Christ, then you need to follow me and do what a soldier would do. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? The Bible says that James is saying that, listen, you do not just have to believe in Jesus as a head knowledge. That I believe in Jesus and it's just what? A head knowledge. No, it doesn't work like that. That I've got it in my head. But what about your heart? Are you with me? It's in my head that I believe in Jesus. But what about my heart? And what about what I would do to show for it? So people say that, you know what, I believe in God. And James says that, okay, it's a big deal. Everybody believes in God. Because even the devil believes what? In God. But he's saying that it is not enough. So your belief is what? It's not what? Enough. Are you understanding me? Real faith is not just saying that I believe. Look at somebody say, I believe. Are you a believer? Give him a reply. Yes, I'm a believer. Say it with him. Someone I'm preaching to Usrana. Say it with him. I'm a believer. Hallelujah. He's saying that, listen, real faith is not just saying that I believe. There is so much believism in Ghana. Everybody believes. Everybody believes. You can walk in your office right now. You get 90%. They will say, I'm a believer. Hallelujah. You try to share the gospel with them and tell them, I'm a believer. I was born in 1966. I'm sure I'm even older than you. Don't come and preach me here. He can name all the 12 disciples of Christ. Hallelujah. Tell you the Bible from back to front. And that is it. There is so much believism in Ghana here. But it's more than what I believe. Say it's more than I believe. Hallelujah. It's more than just that I believe. It says that I'm sure I am a believer. I am a Christian. And you ask the person, do you attend church? No. Can we do some exercise? Do you attend church? No. Do you read your Bible? No. Do you pay tithe? No. Do you come to church early? No. You come for choir rehearsal? No. When we are praying Zoom, do you pray?
No.
Hallelujah. That makes me remember some secular guy song. Huh? Are you understanding? Everything?
No.
So then are you a believer? Hallelujah. Are you a believer? Everything we ask you, he said, no. You just, let me give you an exercise. This week, intentionally locate somebody in your office or in your, just ask, are you a believer? When was the last time you read the Bible? I don't remember. Are you a believer? Yes, I'm a believer. But James is saying that you cannot just believe. You have to what? Show it. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. It cannot just be a head knowledge. Not something that it is just what in your heart. Yes, it's good. But you have to what? You need to show it. Are you understanding me? And James says that if you just say that I'm a believer with no works, it's a funny belief. Say it's a funny belief. It's a funny belief. And that is where most of us, we find ourselves. And it's not just something that you say. It's not something that you think or something that you feel or believe. But then what is real faith? Number 5. What is real faith? And I close here. Real faith is something you do. Write it. Real faith is something you do. I said it by Wednesday. If you don't write it, it will be gone. Research has said it. At times, after about 72 hours, it's gone. When they ask you, maybe you remember some joke that I crack. But the word itself is gone. Real faith is something that what you do. So you look at the next verses, James gives an illustration. And he says that real faith is something you do. Faith is active. It's not passive. Faith is what? It's active and it's not what? It's not passive. Faith is what? A commitment. You'll be in him catcher and say it's a commitment. It's a what? It's a commitment. Some of us, we can tell you for a fact, not because I am a pastor. But some of us, we can boldly say the whole of this year, we've not missed a Sunday service. You know why? Some people will tell me, I didn't miss it. I was at home. But sincerely, you watch like 5 minutes and you change the channel. Real faith is something what you do. And I want you to pay particular attention to this. It's a commitment. Hallelujah. And James gives an illustration here. It gives an illustration of two people, Abraham and Rahab. We read it, right? Abraham and what? And Rahab. And these are the opposite extremes. Abraham and Rahab. We know Rahab, right? I believe we know Abraham. Rahab, I'm not sure if everybody knows Rahab. But we know Rahab the prostitute. Hallelujah. And these are two extremes here. And he gives an illustration. He says Abraham is a man. Rahab is a woman. Hallelujah. Abraham is a Jew. Rahab is a Gentile. Abraham is a patriot. Rahab is a prostitute. Abraham is somebody. And Rahab is what? Is nobody. But Abraham is a major character in the Bible. And Rahab is a minor character in the Bible. But Rahab was found in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And there was something that was common between these two people. Are you understanding me? And what was common between these two people, or one thing that they had in common, is their faith in God. Is their what? Their faith what? In God. And their faith in God led them to an action. Please listen carefully. Their faith in God led them to what? To an action. Hallelujah. So the verse 20 says that, "You foolish man, do you want evidence that your faith without deeds is useless?" He's saying that, let's give it a typical illustration here. Are you with me? He says that, "You foolish man, do you want evidence?" Somebody say evidence. Do you want evidence that faith without works is useless? Okay, if you want evidence, let's look at it. Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? Are you understanding me? His faith and his actions were working what? Together. Abraham did not just have faith, but his faith and what? His actions was what? Working together. Are you understanding me? God spoke to him and he acted upon it. That is the action. I don't just only have faith. Please listen to me. I just don't have only faith by what? I act upon what? My faith. Are you with me? So scripture was fulfilled when Abraham believed what? In what? In God. And Bible say Abraham believed in God. So that means that Abraham had salvation. And this thing
has nothing to do with Abraham was not saved. Abraham believed in God. And he believed in God like 23 years ago. Are you understanding me? Abraham what? Believed what? In God. And the Bible says that, and God told him that, take your son and go and sacrifice him to him. Are you with me? The Bible says Abraham said that we will what? We will come back. He didn't say I will come back. He said what? We will what? Come back. And the Bible makes me understand that Abraham did accordingly as God what? Told him. And we know the story. His ultimate test was that Abraham was asked to give what? His son what? To God. He did not only have faith, but he had what? I want to be sure whether you are sleeping. Abraham acted on what? On his faith. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And we know the story. Abraham was righteous. He acted on what? On his faith. So I'm a Christian, but there is no action. No. He acted what? On what? On his faith. And the Bible makes us understand that Abraham obeyed God. It was immediate. He obeyed God. And the Bible says that because he obeyed God and he took that faith steps, he acted upon it. How did he do that? He cut a wood. Right? He prepared the altar for sacrifice. He acted. One tower, sir. He acted. Are you understanding me? That is why faith without works is what? Is dead. Please don't misquote me. I'm not saying that if you had a prophecy of you are traveling, go and get a passport. That is not what I'm saying. Look at the other side of the mystery of this scripture. Is that if I believe in God, I have to show it. Are you with me? If I believe in God, I have to what? I have to show it. My enthusiasm even coming to his presence, it has to show. Man of God, is it not true? Are you understanding me? So Abraham prepared the altar for God, and that was action. Are you understanding me? And because he had faith and he acted upon it, the Lord showed up. Somebody say, the Lord showed up. Say, the Lord showed up. So Abraham says to his son that while we are walking to the mountain, he didn't say, I will come back. He says that we will what? We will return. We will come back. The man had faith. And that is why the Bible says he was a friend of God. I want to believe God that one day God will call you, you are my friend. He will not hide any secret from you. You will sleep and he will give you dreams of what is supposed to happen to you even in 2 days or 3 days. I'm telling you, there are some people, they are a friend of God. God shows them people that will even come to their life. Sometimes you speak to them and they tell you, oh, don't worry. I know what you are saying because I saw it in my visions. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Sometimes you get to a stage in your life and it's like, this thing, you have seen it before. It's not like you were dreaming. The Lord revealed it to you. Are you understanding me? If you are a friend of God, you are not afraid of what is happening to you now, because you know that definitely by your faith, and not just your faith alone, but faith with action, he will show up for you. Somebody say, he will show up for me. Real faith is not just something you believe, but something what you do. Say, I will do it. Say, I will do it. The Bible says that Abraham was about to sacrifice him, and God says that I was just testing to see what is most important to you in your life. Charlie, let me just close. What is most important to you in your life? Let me ask you a question. What is most important to you in your life? All night we heard it, LP said. If we do a spiritual surgery now, we can tell what is most important to you in your life now. Where your heart is actually where your heart is. Huh? Man of God, I cannot tell whether your heart is where your wife is. I can't tell. I might be wrong. Hallelujah. But if God is doing a spiritual surgery in your heart to tell where your heart is. Some of you, the reason why you've not bought that car is because when you have that car now, every club in Accra will be popping. Are you understanding me? When I a baby baby a cop na car ba. You can travel from Accra to Kumasi. In 48 hours, you'll be back. Are you understanding me? And now, in the realm of the spirit, in your prayer request, car is there. And the Lord say, Jack, hold on. And you are walking somewhere saying, there is no God, I don't believe it. You see, there are times where we force the hand of God and he says, listen, I give it to you. And it's not because he is not God. He gives it to you to test you. Are you understanding me? He gives it to you to do what? To test you. Some of you, you've waited for far too long. It's not like God is not there. He knows what he's doing. Are you understanding me? If he gives it to you now, all knowledge, all powerful God, he knows what that thing can do you. Some of you prayed for husband. Pray, God, give me God. This particular guy, say, God. Everything showed that answer was not coming. You force your way out and God say, oh yeah, I give it to you. When the guy came, slap you 4 times, you say, God, I want your coupon. You see, it's not that God can't give you. He can give you. Are you understanding me? But there are times where in our patience is even an answer. And some of you, you are waiting. Keep on waiting. And I'm telling you, not so long, he will put you on the right level. And that is why we are believing God. Our awakening experience is level up. Level up. And I can't wait for that level up. Hallelujah. I can't wait for that level up. His works proved his faith. And it was an action. He held nothing back from God. That's what Abraham did. Hey, my brother, can you imagine after buying that Mercedes Benz? The first day it came from the showroom, tear rubber, like my own. It's not my own, it's for the company. Tear rubber like that. And in your dreams, you see Reverend Minister Sidney Alamisa appears in your dreams. And then he opens his palms like that and he says, Reverend, what can I do for you? And you hear a voice, thou son, give the Mercedes Benz to your Reverend Minister. You wake up and you are like, ah, the devil is a liar. I will go on 3 days fasting. Devil, you are appearing in my dreams. I forbid you. You are accuser of the brethren. Fire. This thing is not from God. 2 days ago, same dreams. Hey, the witches in my family. This car I have bought. Hey, no, it cannot happen. And now you are like, no. How can I do this? What is most important to you? God tested Abraham and it was counted unto him as righteous. He became a friend of God. Are you understanding me? I heard a testimony this week. I was speaking with a colleague guy of mine and he said he's never sown a seed. He said, our bar, sorry, not so for preaching, our so seed. Never sown a seed. And he attends Methodist. A man of God was preaching. He said, whatever is in your life that you don't want, sow a seed and bury it. He sat down, he looked, he said, I'm sure he did some calculations. He said, I will sow the seed. He picked the seed, he put it there. And he had this thing in him. I'm not going to mention what sort of thing it was. And then he sowed the seed. After a week, he went to the hospital. They put the machine. The nurses are here. They can tell me. They checked. The thing was low. They said, no. I see that. No, change the machine. Bring. Maybe it's 40. Maybe it's battery. And now they go to another. They say, go and bring another machine. They checked it. It was still low. And the doctor asked him, what happened? He said, when I went to a church, a man of God said, everything in your life you don't want, sow a seed.
I picked the seed and I said, as I sow this seed, I bury it.
This is not hearsay. This is true story. He says, till now, he's fine.
You don't believe in God? Abraham believed in God. And he gave to him what is most important to him. I'm not saying bring your money. He needs your life.
He needs everything about you. He needs your whole heart. That's what he wants. Are you understanding me? He needs what? Everything what? About you.
He says, I'm a jealous God. You give him half you.
You don't care about anything.
Is it real faith? No, it's not real faith. Are you understanding me? And look at Rahab. The Bible says that it's in the story, Joshua chapter 2. You can read the story later. And this is a prostitute. And the Bible says he helped what? He helped the people of Israel at Jericho. And Rahab ends up in the family line of Jesus because she risked her life. That is how far she went, because it was important what to her. Are you understanding me? She acted upon what? Her faith. Our faith is not determined by what we do. It is demonstrated by what we do. Write it down. Our faith is not determined by what we do. It is demonstrated by what we do. It is demonstrated by what we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the summer around 1859, there was this man called, you can Google and check, there was this man called George Bolden. And he did a public stunt. And what he did was that it happened around Niagara Falls. And they put a tight rope. And then he moved on the tight rope from one side of the falls to the other. And there were people on each side, the Canadian side and American side. And they were cheering him up. They were saying, Bolden, you've done well. He walked on the tight rope. He went, he came back. He walked another. He did it several times. And people were happy. Some were saying that, he can't do it. Maybe you make a mistake. You fall and then he will die. He did it again and again. Bolden continued to do it and do it all over again. And people were crazy. Some were cheering him up. They said, Bolden, you've done it. You can do it again. And then there was one tourist by his side. He said, do you believe I can do it again? He said, yes, I believe you can do it again. Then he said, they should give him a wheelbarrow. He picked the wheelbarrow. He said, sit in the wheelbarrow and then I'll put you on the tight rope and then we'll move from one end to the other. He said, me, wheelbarrow, thank you. Are you understanding me?
It's not just a matter of what I just want. Believe, but I do what? I do it.
Are you understanding me?
So all the people there like that, they were all saying that, Bolden, you can do it. You can do it.
But how about them?
For him, he believed it and what?
He did it. Are you understanding me?
And he did it not once, not twice.
He did it all over again and people were happy. And now he called somebody, say, join me. He said, thank you. Go and die your debt. The Lord is saying that your real faith, it has to do not only by what you believe, what you feel, what you think, but what you do, what you do. Are you understanding me? Please be upstanding on your feet. I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. Look at somebody, say, talk is cheap. Say, talk is cheap. There is a saying that put your money where your mouth is. They say what? Put what? Your money where your what? Your mouth is. Hallelujah. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? I want you to move around as many people as you can touch and say, I believe in Jesus. And now give the person a response. Say, prove it. Prove it. Come on, move around. Touch as many as you can. There are some people you've not spoken to this morning. Touch them. Say, I believe in Jesus, and respond and tell the person, I prove it. Come on, prove it, prove it. Our faith is demonstrated by our actions. Let your lifestyle prove it. Prove it, prove it that if you believe in Jesus, prove it. If you believe in Jesus, prove it. If you believe in Jesus, prove it.
Action speaks louder than words. Is it not true? Action speaks. Naomi, is it not true? Action speaks louder than what? Louder than words. Hallelujah. Our behavior shows whether we really believe in Christ. Our behavior. Hallelujah. Our behavior shows whether what? We believe in what? Some of you, your behavior a boom. Hallelujah. A boom. Even this week, you have even envisaged how a boom. But the Lord is saying that, listen, if you still want to follow me, you want to be a follower of Christ, action speaks louder than what words. Talk is cheap. I'm a Christian. It's cheap. Are you understanding me? Lift up your two hands for me. Let's read. Give me, please put your hand. Let's read this and pray. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Give me the ESV version, please. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Let's read together, church, quickly. Hold on. Read that again.
Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith.
So that means that you can examine yourself to see whether what you are in the faith. Because you can what? Not be what? In the faith. Are you understanding me? You can say, I believe in Jesus, but you are not in the faith. Because there are no what, action. There is no show working. Are you understanding me? There is nothing that shows that what? I am in the faith. Continue. It says what? Test what?
Test yourselves.
Test yourself. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Test yourself. And that is where some of you would test yourself. But what? Your activity with what? With God. Test yourself. Hallelujah. That say consistently, this year, I will read my Bible. Test yourself. That this year, I will fix a time with God. Even if it's 5 minutes, Lord, I thank you for my life, my family. Lord, please help me. Are you understanding me? Test yourself and say that this year I will not miss God. I will not miss God. Not miss anything about God. Hallelujah. I told you that some of you will travel, go to Kumasi, go to somewhere. Maybe you go there for a month, 3 months and all that. Listen, be very careful. Anytime you forsake the assembly of the brethren, you will go cold. If you go cold, you will die. And when I mean die, it means that you backslide. And some of you can tell, examine yourself right now, you can tell that whether you are in the faith or you backslided. Read, it says, or what? Or do you not realize this about yourselves? That what? Jesus Christ is in you. Are you understanding me? If Jesus is in you, sir. If Jesus is in you, he's saying that what? Examine what? Yourself. Are you understanding me? He says, examine your, test yourself. Hallelujah. Some of you, it's been like 5 months, nothing of the Bible. No, your Bible is somewhere. Even the ones on your phone, you've deleted and put other apps on it. Are you understanding me? And the Bible says that what? It says, unless what? Indeed, you fail to meet the test. Please, write this scripture down. Hallelujah. Unless you fail to what? Meet what? The test. Are you understanding me? And that is why when you test yourself that from now to the end of the year, I will fellowship with Jesus well. And you test yourself, you see that from now to the end of the year, even your Bible, you have read it once. You know what you are doing? You are dying spiritually. This your flesh is just covering your spirit. Are you understanding me? Yes, and that is why when the enemy wants to attack you, attacks your spirit first and then takes your body. Are you understanding me? And that is why we need to what? Edify our spirit. We need to improve our... How do you feed your spirit? Not by natural food you eat. No. You feed your spirit with what? With the word of God. You feed your spirit with fasting. Are you understanding me? And that is why we are going to a period of fasting. Some of you, you need to take this fasting serious. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to advise you, please. Whatever you want to eat, eat it now and say bye-bye. For the next 30 days, I am fasting. Say, I'm fasting.
I'm fasting.
Say, I'm fasting.
I'm fasting.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sidney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.